Vidar, I'm going to take you back to my childhood. I really didn't learn much when I attended sixth grade in 1968. Early on, my sixth grade teacher embarrassed me in front of the whole class when I asked a question that he must have felt was stupid. I never recovered from the embarrassment. I never raised my hand or asked another question in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th grades. I'm not sure of his name, but I nicknamed him Mr. Crap Diddler, not to be mean. As you know, I nickname everyone I meet. The next day at school, I was hoping to appease my teacher. I handed him a nice, shiny red apple. After handing it to him, I noticed for the first time it had a dark spot that generally meant a worm was digging around inside. And with a big bright smile, I said, "Good morning, Mr. Crabdiddler. I'm sorry, but that apple I gave you has a worm in it." I don't think he liked my pet name for him, or maybe he didn't like the worm, because Mr. Crabdiddler grabbed me by my right earlobe and pulled me outside and said, "Boy, I have had just about enough of your stupidity. You march right down to the principal's office." Mr. Crabdiddler wasted no time. He must have called the principal and told her what I had done, because as soon as I got there, she invited me into her office and with an untolerating voice said, "Wise guy, eh? Bend over that bar and grab your ankles." There was a metal horizontal bar about waist high, fastened to two vertical 2x4s, about 3 feet apart, that was fastened to the ceiling and floor. When I bent over the bar, she pulled a big, thick paddle full of holes out of her desk and began tapping her left hand with it. And then she said, "Grab your ankles, boy. I want you to know you get 3 whacks on your first visit to my office." I grabbed my ankles, and she pulled her paddle in hand way back and let me have it. Whack! She said, "On your second visit, you get 4 whacks. She let me have it again. Whack! She said, "On your third visit, you get 5 whacks. She really let me have it that time. Whack! She said, "You're excused. You may return to your classroom, boy." Let's not forget, this is taken from Endearing Endurance by Steve Caresser, and it is copyrighted.